HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu and shares with him the blueprint of the rest of Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu, the Brisbane, Absarim. It tells him the Jews, what the trajectory of Jewish history will look like over the next couple of centuries. He can go into Galus, he can come out of Galus, Ruchush Gadol physically, Ruchush Gadol spiritually, they come out and receive the Torah, and they'll come back to Eretz Yisrael and receive the gift of Eretz Yisrael in a permanent fashion. But that thumbnail portrait in this week's Sedra of how the rest of Chumash will unfold opens, the Torah highlights Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show him the stars, the opening vision, Sfaras HaKochavim, innumerable stars, that's what that's how the Jewish people will grow. Rashi points out that the Bali HaMedrash were bothered by what seems unnecessary. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chumash tells us, brings our Ravino outside, look up at the sky, look at all the stars, and Tuchalos Barosam. Why the Chumash? I understand the Chumash needs to tell me the vision of the stars and the message of the stars that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu. But what do I need to know that he stepped outside? Okay, so if he was inside, then he stepped outside. If he had already been outside, it seems like an irrelevant detail. It needed to happen, but why is the Nevuah Shehutzu L'Chador that we need to hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him outside? So Rashi quotes a suggestion from the Bali HaMedrash that it was itself profoundly meaningful. Avraham Avinu was stuck in his Itzdak Ninus. Astrologers had told him, you're infertile, you're never going to have children, you're never going to amount to anything beyond yourself. You're not going to grow into a nation. But Yotzei Oso Achusa doesn't just mean physically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you need to step outside the tent, but it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself was a message. Same Itzdak Ninus Shulcha. Leave the box that the Itzdak Ninim have put you in. Ein Mazel Yisrael, you're not bound by those limitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to grow in ways you could not possibly imagine. Step beyond the self-imposed limits. And that's so important. It was key for Avraham Avinu. The Torah records it because it's key for you and I as well. We all have to be yotzei from the Itzdak Ninus. We often end up limited by boxes we put around ourselves. We think that we can here's who I am, and this is what I'm always going to be. That's what the Itzdak Ninim had told Avraham Avinu. Every Jew needs to be able to step beyond the limitations that at a certain point I put upon myself. I'm only going to amount to whatever I am. No. You can grow far, far more than you even see for yourself right now. The Kadosh Baruch Hu expects out of each of us to be on an onward, upward spiral of growth. As Rambam reminds us, at the very beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, that not only do I dream of being in a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 18 than when I'm 13, but a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 23 than when I'm 18, and a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 53 than when I'm 33. An onward, upward spiral of growth from Yitzchem all the many decades that Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses each of us, he expects us to be stepping forward and stepping beyond and dynamically spiraling upward from step to step and from stage to stage. And that's one of the opening messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aravinu in the formation of Klal Yisrael and in the formation of every single Jew. Baruch Hashem, you're at a particular stage in your growth right now, and I imagine in the coming year your Rebbeim, no doubt if they have not already begun that conversation, will begin conversations with you about what's the next step? And then a Jew needs to be dreaming, to be dreaming of where's the next yeshiva, where's the next yeshiva beyond that, and how to chart an onward, upward spiral of growth from step to step, from yeshiva to yeshiva to yeshiva.